SubhanAllah. I mean, there's so many things to be grateful for, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very few among my servants are grateful. قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي شُكُورٌ. So few of my servants, of us, are grateful. And really, it is such a habit to fall into grumbling, to grumble about our children, about our families, about our spouses. How quickly we grumble about our spouses. And we'll talk a little bit later tonight before Tarawih prayer about marriage and gratitude. And that's going to be part of the story that we'll talk about, the Quranic stories, when we talk about the Quran tonight. But the question is, all right, here you are, you know, I'm telling you about how difficult it is for so many people in the world. Why shouldn't we just feel sad about that? Why shouldn't we complain? Why shouldn't we just say, look at how horrible it is? There's a few things that we need to think of. First of all, if we focus completely on the external, we will never take that opportunity to be grateful and thankful for what we have. And all of this is by the qadr of Allah. We do not deserve it. It's not that we deserve to eat and other people in the world do not deserve to eat. It's not that we deserve to be safe and other people do not deserve it. We're not better than other people. That's not why we have this. Poverty is a test. Wealth is a test. War is a test. Peace is a test. Abundance is a test, as lack of what you have for sufficiency is a test. Each of those. Deficiency, not having enough, is a test of patience. Having a lot is a test of gratitude. So we have to be grateful. First and foremost, to be grateful for what we have. When we are grateful for what we have, then at the same time we hold in our heart that we love for our brother what we love for ourselves. If we feel grateful for these things, if we enjoy the benefits, then we want it for other people. That is true faith, that is true belief. Our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that. So now we want it for others. And here is the motivation factor, that we are motivated to do something about those who don't have. So that now, because we are grateful for what we have and we want for others to have those things, now we will be motivated to act. We can't solve all those problems as individuals. Even a community together can't solve all of them. But we all have both individual and collective obligations to work towards alleviating suffering. And so that rather than putting energy into complaining, which allows us to and brings us a state of dismotivation and demotivates the people around us, makes them feel demoralized and lacking in energy, instead we will be energized to do something, to try to feed the poor, to try to improve the laws so that other people will have all of the things that we have. And this in itself creates motivation. Anyone who does this work knows that, subhanAllah, it provides, as you work towards this, it also provides you with energy. It's like exercise. You know, when you don't exercise for a while, you feel so lazy, you have no physical energy, I can't do that. And then you start exercising, and subhanAllah, even though you're using energy to exercise, now you're in a better, more fit state, so you have physical energy to get up and do other things, right? So this is spiritual energy. Gratitude creates spiritual energy. It creates that spiritual energy that will then motivate us to go on and do other things. And subhanAllah, one of the things that you find is that, you know, it's very interesting, because the biggest complainers really are the people who have the most. If you go and spend time with people who have very little, you will find them to be the most grateful. What a bizarre paradox. But any of you who have spent time with people who are really in need will find them constantly in a state of gratitude for what, the little they have. When they get something, they are so grateful. They are so thankful. This is why I feel so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to spend some time with refugees. Because what I saw there every day were people who were kicked out of their country, homeless, not having enough to eat, in places of severe hardship, in a constant state of saying alhamdulillah and gratitude for every small thing they had. Because relatively, if they got something that improved their situation, it was so enormous. And so they were in such a state of shukr. Whereas for us, we're so blasé. We have so much, we get another present, another gift, another meal. Oh, I'm bored of this food. We become bored of it, subhanAllah, like Bani Israel. We think that's only for Bani Israel, but every people in the Quran reflects a state that we can be in at some point in our life. And we certainly, and I will be the first one to confess that I'm like those people, that we who live in affluent societies reflect that state of Banu Israel, who even though they're given manna and salwa from heaven, still are complaining, we want it to taste better, so we'd like some onions or this or that. We say that. So let's try to use this opportunity in Ramadan, this time when we feel deeply this sense of, we get a little taste of what it feels like to not have something that we want. Let's use that to create the spiritual energy of shukr, that when we say alhamdulillah, I don't like alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We should be people who are in this this state of joy. And to end, because then we're going to break our fast soon, I would say that for me in my life, the most powerful reminder is the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, when you see someone who has more, look to someone who has less. Because this really is the kind of double movement that needs to happen. We live in a society, and there's lots of studies, and you could read about the marketing techniques that are all about creating a sense of need, that we need something, right? Marketing is all about convincing you that you are not going to be healthy, beautiful, successful, whatever, without this product. So we live in a society that is a capitalist consumerist society that's constantly creating within us this sense of want, of lacking, that other people have more than we have. This is one of the biggest fitnesses of our time, and has leads to consumerism that's destroying the whole world, and greed, and a complete lack of disregard for the needs of any of other people's needs other than our own wants. So the Prophet Muhammad SAW said, when you see someone who has more, look to someone who has less. And that really is the key. Whenever you see in yourself, oh, this person, they have a nicer car. Oh, this person, they have a nicer house. They have more money. Oh, I really like their kitchen. It also can be, look at this person, they're so healthy. Look at this person, why do I have sickness? Look at this person, there's a beautiful, their husband's beautiful, or their wife's beautiful. Or look at that family, they're so happy. Why haven't I been able to find someone to marry? Or this couple, and they have so many beautiful children. Why haven't I been able to have children? Right? So there are so many things where we feel people have more, or they have children that respect them, my children don't respect me. So it's not just about things, it's also about human relationships and the things that we truly deeply want within ourselves, and we turn away from them. But sometimes these states of where we feel deprived, this is where we have to say alhamdulillah, because every deprivation is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who may not have children, for example, is like, when a woman comes to me and says, we can't have children, I say, mashallah, you're in the station of Aisha radiallahu anha. Subhanallah, Allah chose that state for her of childlessness childlessness so that she could provide so much to the whole world that we benefit from till today. So this is what shukr is. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our state, whatever it is, even if we assess it to be negative, even we assess it to be less than others, because in it is an opportunity. And when we have this this state of shukr, then we will see that opportunity and be among the muflihun, the people who are happy and joyful. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that joy, to open our eyes to see all of the blessings that He has, to make us reminders for each other and good role models for each other, and to allow us to be those people who have spiritual energy to lift up all of those who are in need in the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. صلى الله عليه وسلم